This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need of maintaining soil health, conserving water and using resources judiciously for the future generations. He said initiatives like Mission Life, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam and Amrit Sarovar promote this very spirit.
ये धरती हमें इतना कुछ देती है, उसे संजोने का दायित्व भी हमारा है. अगली पीढ़ी के लिए मिट्टी को स्वस्थ रखना, पानी को बचाना और संसाधनों का संतुलित उपयोग करना सबसे जरूरी है. मिशन लाइफ, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम, अमृत सरोवर जैसे हमारा अभियान इसी भावना को आगे बढ़ाते हैं.
Mr. Modi was speaking after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal, organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today. Prime Minister said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. Talking to the media, Dr. Murugan expressed his gratitude towards Prime Minister Narendra Modi for attending and performing the rituals of Pongal at his residence. He further wished the countrymen on the occasion of Pongal and Makar Sankranti. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport and to avoid travel until further notice amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The Indian Embassy in Tehran, in its advisory, issued helpline numbers for assistance. The embassy can also be reached via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest has crossed 2,500. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong action if protesters were put to death. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Sun Heian, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said they both discussed the progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties with priority on business and people-centric engagements and ways to take bilateral engagement forward in the new year. In Chhattisgarh's Sukma district, 29 Maoists today surrendered before the police. One of the surrendered Maoists was carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees on his head. The surrendered Maoists are reported to be members of the Darbha division, active in the Gogunda police station area. The surrendered Maoist will be provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the state government's rehabilitation policy, along with other facilities. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said India has achieved a milestone towards energy self-sufficiency. In a social media post, Mr. Puri informed that Urja Bharat PTE Limited, a joint venture between Indian Oil and Bharat Petroleum Resources, Petro Resources Limited, has successfully discovered light crude oil in Abu Dhabi's onshore Block 1. The Calcutta High Court today disposed of the petition filed by the All India Trinamool Congress TMC seeking preservation of confidential political data allegedly seized by the Enforcement Directorate ED during its January 8th raid at the offices and residence of IPAC and Pratik Jain. The ED informed that the court that no documents or data had been taken from the IPAC's premises. Following their submission, Justice Subhra Ghosh dismissed the plea filed by the Trinamool Congress. In men's cricket, host India had set a target of 285 runs against New Zealand in second ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot. Earlier put into bat, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 166 for 2 in 32 overs when last reported. And that is the end of the news bulletin.